Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.
The basketball court was just the beginning for my next guest, retired NBA champion and 14-year NBA veteran. Having studied history at UCLA, the Sacramento native has entered the investment world as an entrepreneur with a bold vision that pushes all boundaries. He is co-owner of a flower boutique, Ovind, Very Tall Productions, a juice bar chain called Liquidology, Hue, that's H-U-E, and an NBA licensing betting line called Active Dreamers that allows the league's biggest fans to decorate their rooms like a pro. He has some more things we're going to talk about as well. I just want just to list that, just to let you see you're talking to a real entrepreneur who's exited the game as a basketball star. Now he is a business star off the court. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations for the very first time, Matt Barnes.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Hey, Matt, I had to lay you out there, my friend. You're a star.
Oh, man, trying to be.
So tell me about Hue, H-U-E. Why that name?
Yes,
and why did you get into the grooming line business? When you say grooming, what does all that entail? Because I have a beard and a mustache.
Yeah, so I'm someone who's always kind of taken pride in my appearance and, kept a pretty clean haircut and just kind of really tried to always present myself to the best of my ability. And about 3.5 years ago, a company based out of New York, but they ran out of LA, approached me about kind of being an ambassador for their company. And, I looked at their products and really liked the products, liked the team they had behind them. So I took on an ambassador role, but then also have, over the past year kind of taken some equity in the company as well, mm-hmm. and really pushing it as it's my own. Mm-hmm. I think the men's grooming space is really an untapped market. I feel that, as men, we care about our appearance, but it's kind of not manly to speak on it. So we're trying to, you know, restart that conversation. You know, grooming yourself is very important. You know, I have two young 10-year-old twin boys that, you know, I'm teaching them how to become men, and grooming them. Grooming is a big part of that. So we're just trying to, you know, restart the conversation that was had several years ago when our fathers and our grandfathers used to teach our fathers how to, you know, take care of themselves. And I think that's been lost of late. So we're trying to restart that conversation.
Now, when you say that, is that from a standpoint of an athlete, because casual wear took over, you know, where, you mm-hmm. know, wearing a suit, an Easter suit, all that stuff kind of went out the window. Are you talking about trying to mm-hmm. elevate that game? Well, you know, your son come out there with a suit on just like that, with the little three-piece, the little vest, the little tie on.
Well, I think that had disappeared for a while, and then I think over the course of my career, I want to say, you know, mid-2000s, late-2000s, the NBA enforced, a different type of dress code,
mm-hmm.
you know, really bringing, you know, kind of throwing casual wear out for the most part and being more business attire.
Yes.
And I think once the NBA started doing that, it kind of caught on in other industries and other professions as well. So it's kind of a copycat situation from that standpoint. But I'm both, you know, off the court. I'm very, you know, sweatsuits and shorts, but also like to dress up, you know, when the occasion calls for it.
Well, it's really cool because, I'm a big fan of the NBA. And I see it's a big deal now just to see the players enter the arena.
Right.
You know, it's almost like a fashion show. You know, they make a big
Absolutely.
Deal about the pants, the shirt.
Ooh, right.
When LeBron wore that short suit in.
Right.
It blew it up. So what's your fashion moment there, sir? What's your style there, Matt? What style are you bringing to the table?
Like I said, I'm in between. I like to be business comfortable, so to speak. You know, I do enjoy putting on suits from time to time, but for the most part, I just, you know, I really like to be cleaned up and present myself well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it as much now that I'm retired because I, you know, I'm kind of my homebody now.
Right.
I have kids and mm-hmm. all I focus on is business, but mm-hmm. when I do get a chance to step out and, mm-hmm. you know, throw a suit on, I definitely enjoy doing that.
Now, this is interesting because you almost like a little black Shark Tank. Because you got all these businesses, you know. So how? Because what? Because could you tell me about your staff? Because I know you're not a one man operation. So how is this all being managed by you and overseen by you?
I actually have a 3-person staff. Three other women besides myself kind of help me keep everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I either invested into or became an equity partner owner in or just stuff that I'm into in general. Like I said, the Hue men's grooming line, like I said, I take pride in my appearance. The Active Dreamers bedding, where we can pretty much turn any player into a comforter or a pillow, is something that my kids love. You know what I mean?
That's hot. So tell me again that you said any player. You know, I can have a Shaq blanket.
Any current.
Separate deals
with retired players, and mm-hmm. some of those guys are harder to get than others. But any current player, like I said, we could turn into a bed set or a pillow. And that was something my kids really enjoyed. Partnering up with two very tall productions, you know, TV is something I've, you know, always liked and took a separate interest in and kind of more behind the scenes. So it's something I enjoy to do. And then Liquidology, Vibe Health Bar, we have three brick-and-mortar stores up north in Sacramento. And it's kind of our version of a juice bar Starbucks. So we kind of feel like the new millennials are more juiced than coffee, and it's really a big health kick.
Right.
So we do all fresh juices, you know, wraps, salads, the ahi bowls, all that kind of healthy thing. So we kind of look at it as kind of a Starbucks situation. So you come in, bring your laptop, hang out with your friends,
right.
you know, eat some healthy food and get some stuff done. I'm also an activist on cannabis. I'm a firm believer in cannabis and the powers of the plant and what it can do to help not only adults, you know, but children from a CBD standpoint, a way to, you know, finding ways to cure these illnesses that we're pumping people full of opioids about. So everything, like I said, everything I have my hand in, I'm very passionate about on a day-to-day situation anyway. So it's not really work. It's something I enjoy to do, but it does take time to, you know, manifest these things and make them profitable.
Now, Matt, you know you're pretty intense on the basketball court. Right, you know,
mm-hmm.
you always on the basketball court. I'm just gonna let you know this interview is not the guy I've actually gonna seen on the basketball. You're intense. You're not a big guy, but you are, can I use the word wiry? Because you was in their face. You know, you wouldn't back down. Had to tat it up. And so I'm on the phone talking to this calm, you know, father of the year, businessman. Right. Man, I'm not. You do catch people off guard now, don't you? This personality off the court.
I think I do. I think that was a huge misconception of people thinking they know who I am because they're going to do some moves, you know, 2 hours not on the court. And that's really just a competitive, you know, no bullshit type of guy.
But hey, Matt, you can't be cussing on my show, man. Come on. He just went back to the basketball court. He just went back. He just immediately went back to the NBA.
Every once in a while, I don't jump out.
I love it. But you know something? The thing about it is, no, it's all good because we bleep that out. But the thing about it that I love is that you are your own man. And that's important that I'm listening to all this. That's why before I even started, before the break, I told you, if you don't mind, I want to get a photo of you. And I want to promote all your business on my social media because when people have an idea of what you are, then it can damage the opportunities you can bring to others. So we're gonna go to the break, Matt, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about it because you ran through a lot of things like Very Tall Production. I want to break that down a little bit more, and also the big upside about, you know, the athletes for cancer. Versus cancer. I want to talk about that. And also, I'm a cancer survivor. So we'll be right back with more Matt Barnes and his success. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversation. On the phone is my man, Matt Barnes. Having studied history at UCLA, the Sacramento native has entered the investment world as an entrepreneur with a bold vision that pushes all boundaries. We was talking about his grooming line, the Flower Boutique, the Very Tall Productions, a juice bar chain, NBA licensed betting, cannabis. We talked about his charities. But I want to go back to this Very Tall Productions because you talked about it a little bit. What exactly is Very Tall Production? And is all your business located in Sacramento or along the West Coast?
I think majority, actually all my businesses are based here in Southern California. Very Tall Productions is actually where we're going through a name change. And that was the name of a production company. I had teamed up with a good friend of mine, Ellen Rakitan, someone who helped create the show, Dr. Phil. And a lot of shows in her day, she's kind of mentored me for like the last 7 or 8 years. So we just have some scripted and unscripted television stuff we continue to work on. The latest venture they had put out was Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, which is one of Facebook's number one shows. So really just...
How about the number one show? How about that? Let's go into that. The number one
What's
show.
What's that?
How about the number one show on Facebook?
Oh, is it the number? Yeah, I wasn't probably one of them to speak. But yeah, no, they're doing great with that. So it's just, again, something, you know, that I found interesting. And, you know, normally in this space, you know, athletes will throw a bunch of money around, waste it and lose it. But me, being able to go to UCLA, playing for the Lakers and Clippers, I've really been able to meet a lot of people in the space. So I really look up to people that, you know, I can be mentored by and hopefully, you know, miss some of the potholes and mistakes they made. So I'm big on learning and just sitting and talking to people who've been there and done that. And, you know, obviously within that, creating my own, you know, synopsis of it. But I'm really big on just sitting down with people who have been there and done that. I never act like I'm too good to learn or too old to learn. I mean, I feel like I'm learning every day in this business landscape, and it's exciting.
So, Matt, have you been approached by television, hosting shows? Because you are, first of all, you're a good-looking guy, you're articulate, and you got the resume of an entrepreneur expert.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of correspondent work right now for ESPN and Fox Sports. I'm in the process of setting up my own podcast with a former teammate of mine, Steven Jackson.
I know Steven Jackson. He's Texas boy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my guy. Yeah, so we're in the process of starting our podcast as well, and then I have been approached here and there. Actually, about having my own show. I'm in talks right now about having my own show from, you know, the basketball court to my activism in the cannabis space. So I'm in talks of having my own show for that. So, like I said, just kind of continuing to evolve and promote my brand, you know, really and reintroduce people to the person they thought they knew, because I really feel like they had no idea who I was.
Absolutely.
I'm night and day from, you know, the athlete to the father slash businessman that I am now.
Well, I noticed in your resume that the whole concept of being a father is important to you, because you mentioned your sons four times, and I haven't even brought it up. Just expound on that. You got honored for being a father. Expound on that, the role of your son and in this era of, hey, I'm afraid of what will happen if the police stop me. And you have two sons. And
mm-hmm.
So you're teaching them now the process and how to deal with and how to be respectful and how to be humble in situations, no matter whether they feel wronged or not. Talk about being a parent to two young men. They're sons to a successful African-American male, so they're high profile whether they want to be or not. Just talk about that, Matt.
I'm actually a father of three sons. I just had my third son about 4 months ago named Ashton, so now I have three little men that I'm going to become a businessman. But, you know, like you said, I think, you know, this, and then not to knock anyone, but I really think this generation now, these 18 to 25, 26, are kind of aimlessly lost and lack respect and morals and guidance. And I think it comes from a lack of parenting. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I was fortunate enough to be able to become a father, that was the one thing that came first all the time. You know, after going through a nasty divorce with my ex, I just was rewarded full custody of my twins last November. So, you know, full-time dad, like I said, full-time dad. I you know, take them to school every day, get home, we do homework, you know, we practice, we have dinner, we read, and we go to bed. You know what I mean? So that's a daily routine for me, which I love. But within that, you know, you teach them, you know, day by day, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And it's interesting now because, you know, with you really have to guard from having the internet raise your children, you know, because they're constantly on the internet and you don't really get to control the stuff they see all the time. So I'm very upfront and real and raw about what I tell my kids, because it's not sweet. You know, we're fortunate enough to live in gated communities and go to private school, but the reality is the majority of society isn't that way. So I really try to keep my kids humbled and grounded and let them know where I came from, let them know where their mom came from, and that we were extremely blessed, but everyone isn't. So like I said, we really focus on giving back. I love we get to the point now where, you know, the boys, you know, Dad, I don't play with this toy, I want to donate it, or, you know, I don't wear these shoes anymore, I want to donate them. So we really want to, you know, stress giving back and helping others, but then at the same time, realizing that, you know, my kids are Mexican, Black, and Italian, you know, so they're biracial, and we really have a lot of talks about, you know, the police, you know, police killing unarmed minorities and why they get in those situations to begin with. So it's really a fun challenge, you know, on a daily basis, raising two young men.
You, man. Can I say I'm speechless? Because you're special, man. You know, I'm serious.
I appreciate that, man.
I'm gonna just tell you something, Matt. I don't know. You can do a podcast by yourself, because I know Steve and I bored now. He my bored now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he gonna get in the way of who you are. And when I say that is that you have levels. And I don't know if you know my background or look me up or ever Googled me. But I'm when I talk about talent and what talent can be, I am the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You are very special from a standpoint of whenever you launch a talk show or you launch anything about, you have to have levels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about it from an athletic standpoint, which means that's survival, that's being consistent, that means doing things when you don't want to do things, it's called time management. You can talk about it from a startup entrepreneur standpoint. You can talk about managing people. You can talk about a relationship, whether you mentioned the nasty divorce or courting and raising two boys and then raising another new child and then dealing with talking about these age groups that you're not that far out of that age group, by the way, man.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm not. I mean, I just turned 39 a couple months ago, but I'm really still connected. You know, even though I am 39, I'm really still connected.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know. You're not that far away, my friend, from that 25 that you just mentioned there, because you're looking good. And so I would say to you is that before you dive into the podcast, think about you. Because I think it's time, you know, you've been a teammate all your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to be you. It's time to be Matt. What Matt wants to do. Because I'm telling you right now,
that.
You can carry any show you want because you have the ability to talk. You have the ability from a and see that, and I really think it's important. You already got the sports there. You're doing Fox and ESPN. You're doing local, some national feeds and all that stuff. You got that. But I think it's time for the world to hear you, just like you're being heard on my show. The different layers of maturity, that you are intense. Like you said, you didn't run from the fact that there's a difficult life for your boys. You said, I think that's going to be fun to be able to deal with that, for me to be able to deal with the nuances of guiding my boys through life. You're not running from that. And I think, and I feel that that's really important. And I know you've never met me, but I'm just letting you know that when you didn't like, and I've had some people on here talk about business. I can tell immediately they just got their name on it. Okay. And you really are actively involved in that. And so with all that being said, stay in touch with me, man, because I want to be able to, if you can use the word mentor. I have no problem with that. I don't need your money.
I love that.
Okay. I'm just telling you, I just want you to make the right decision at this point. At 39, you're at that right age where you have a 20-year window in television because you can carry that group for the next 20 years. It's no different. I told Nick Cannon the same conversation. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror and say, hey, man, I'm a bet on me. It's time for me to bet on me. I've won. I played 14 years with 10 teammates. I won a championship with teammates. I played college ball with teammates, high school. You know, this guy told me to bet on me. Let me just hear what he has to.
I appreciate that.
And you need to. You can't talk about all this stuff, man. Grooming line, flower boutique, very tall productions, juice bar chain, betting. Athletes versus cancer, which is a foundation where you actively go out there, some situation you pay for their health care, food, a pickup and delivery, and it was based on your mom passing. Come on now. Hear me, Matt. You're special, dude.
I hear you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
So tell us about your social media handles so we can follow you and let everybody know that, hey, man, you the king.
My Instagram, if anyone knows anyone on Instagram, man, I've been locked out since February 2nd. But my handle is Matt_Barnes9. That's my Instagram handle. And then my Twitter handle is Matt_Barnes22.
My man, I appreciate you calling my show. This is Money Making Conversation. I'm a fan. And again, I'll post you on Facebook. I'm going to still post you on my Instagram account, too, and Twitter. So we're going to get the word out and let everybody know. He's walking history, y'all, my man Matt Barnes. Thank you, sir.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.